Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, and sudden unexpected infant death are the leading causes of death in babies 1 month to 1 year of age. Most of these deaths happen in the baby's first 4 months of life and often while sleeping. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Linda Watkins, who is the Injury Prevention and Outreach Coordinator with ANOVA Trauma Services and the Safe Kids Fairfax County Coalition Coordinator. Thank you for joining us, Linda.
You're welcome. Good morning, Sonia.
Today, we'll discuss the importance of safe sleep for babies, including its role in preventing SIDS. We'll touch on simple rules parents can follow when putting a baby to sleep, as well as other safe sleep practices related to siblings and family. So let's start by defining SIDS. What exactly are we talking about?
SIDS is the sudden unexpected death of an infant, a healthy infant, less than 1 year old. It's also sometimes called SUIDS. And often prior times called crib death, because the deaths often occurred when the child was sleeping in a crib. The Center for Disease Control estimates that there are about 4,000 deaths that are attributed to SIDS annually. However, SIDS is not preventable because we don't know all the causes and all the reasons. However, there are ways that we can reduce the risk. The way that they determine that a death is ruled SIDS is that they review the sleeping environment, they review the medical records as well as parent interviews, and they do an autopsy, and that's how they determine that the death was ruled SIDS.
And sort of the rules that we live by in terms of what's the safe position to put a baby down to sleep have really changed over the last generation because of what we've learned through that research. So what is science telling us today is the safest way to put baby to sleep?
Science tells us today that the safest way to put babies to sleep is on their backs, because they're more prone to suffocation if they're on their stomachs or if they happen to lay on their sides and they roll over, because they don't have the head and neck strength to get out of a situation or to lift their heads up and turn their heads or turn their bodies.
And let's talk a little bit about crib safety. So we put them on their back, but what else should we be looking at in terms of the safety of their sleep setting?
When we're talking about their sleep setting, first of all, no co-sleeping. And that is a huge problem, especially with first-time moms and young moms. They should have their own sleeping environment. You should keep the room slightly cool, and they should not be overdressed, because what we find is that parents dress infants a lot warmer than they dress themselves. So actually the room should be about the temperature of what an adult would need, some type of light jacket or covering. Don't put the baby on a pillow, couch, waterbed, carpet, anything like that. They should sleep in a crib with a firm mattress, a fitted sheet so that the sheet goes around the bedding. No bumper pads and all the fluffy stuff that we love to buy. I know we go into Babies R Us and you see all these wonderful crib bedding outfits with the bumper pads and the comforter and mobiles and all those types of things. And those are not things that we need. You just need the mattress that is fitted to the crib that meets the Consumer Product Safety Commission standard. You need the fitted sheet. You lay the baby on their back, and then you tuck the blankets into the side of the sheets.
And what about swaddling? What is swaddling an okay thing to do with an infant?
There's a variety of views on swaddling. Swaddling is when you wrap the baby up really tight in the blanket so that it kind of resembles the womb, being in the womb, because it's very traumatic once they get out here in the world. So swaddling is good for calming and soothing the baby. And the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends swaddling up to about 2 months, because the baby's not able to roll over and reposition themselves at that point. Once they start and they're able to roll over, then you don't want them trapped and not able to reposition themselves or move their heads or arms. So swaddling is good up to about the first 2 months of life and for sleeping purposes.
And then after that, you really want to look for sort of pajamas or the zipper sleepers that allow the baby enough sort of warmth without having to put lots of extra blankets and sundry things in their crib with them.
Yes, that is correct.
Great. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones at SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Linda Watkins from the Safe Kids Fairfax County Coalition. and we're talking about safe sleep. And as I mentioned earlier, I think the rules have kind of changed over the last couple generations. And I know for some young parents, they feel like they get mixed messages from their healthcare providers who are saying, put baby to sleep on their back, and grandma or an older aunt who said, I raised seven kids and I put them all on their, you know, tummy so they wouldn't choke. So how do you help young parents sort of deal with those mixed messages that they're receiving?
Well, I can kind of identify with that struggle because I have two children that were born within that time where I have a son that was born in 1991. And at that time, they were saying, okay, it's okay to use the sleep wedges or roll a blanket up and put them behind them so that they're on their sides. However, my daughter was born in 1992, and that's when they started the back to sleep, where you should put them on their back. And I know we do get all this great information from your grandparents and friends and all those people, but what we have to realize is the messages that we're getting now is based on research. And based on the research, since they began the back to sleep in 1992, is that SIDS has been reduced by about 50%. So what we have to do is when we talk to our parents, our grandparents, our caregivers, talk with them respectfully and say, you know, while I understand that, yes, this was great, and I don't want to say they were lucky, but sometimes you have to say that, you know, this was then and this is now, and this is the message that I'm going to go with, and I want you to respect my wishes and do the same, because you have to be delivering the same message when another caregiver puts the baby on their stomach and you're putting the baby on their back. They're more likely to succumb to SIDS.
Oh, so that consistency is also really important, which brings up another issue that it's really important to talk to the other caregivers who take care of your baby. It's one thing sort of what my rules as a mother are maybe when I put the baby down to sleep, but we need to make sure we're having that conversation with babysitters and other people who take care of the baby as well.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Consistency is definitely the key. And that's in any parenting. Consistency is the key in making sure that your baby is safe. And after all, it is your job as a parent to make sure that your caregivers are following the same rules and doing the same things that you are doing when you're at home.
Great mantra. You had brought up sort of a controversial issue in terms of co-sleeping, and there are a lot of advocates of co-sleeping, and we try to encourage people to consider room sharing as opposed to co-sleeping in the parent's bed. But talk a little bit about what are some alternatives for the parent with a young child who's maybe still nursing or still wakes up during the night, but that keeps the baby in a safe sleep environment.
While we do realize sometimes co-sleeping is a matter of just wanting to have that skin-to-skin, or it may be a matter of space where parents don't have their own space or their own room for the child. But an alternative to co-sleeping is to put a bassinet or a pack-and-play, which is provided by some agencies within the county. SCAN, I believe you all just received a grant to provide pack-and-plays. So find another environment like that. Don't let the child sleep in a car seat, in a high chair, stroller, anything like that, any other space other than a bassinet or a crib. Because with the co-sleeping, it's very easy for the parents to roll over on the child or even for the child to roll over and not have the head and neck strength to be able to move their head or get out of a situation that may suffocate them, because you got lots of pillows and comforters and blankets and all of those types of things, and especially if the parents may be on some type of medication, because they may not realize that the baby is being rolled over on or that the baby is suffocating. So it's best to have, if you don't want to put them in another room, it's best to have that sleeping area right beside the bed so that as soon as you finish caring for the baby or feeding the baby, you can just reach right over and put them in their own sleeping area so that they're safe.
Right. And I want to revisit and just emphasize one of the points you just made about the car seats, because I think we've had a couple of cases recently of infant deaths because the infant was sleeping in a car seat. And we think of car seats as being a very, very safe place. But over time, that can cause some compression and cause some of the same issues. So we want to make sure folks understand that car seats are great for vehicle safety, but not a safe place for baby to sleep for extended period of time.
Definitely, because car seats do not allow the baby to be in the position that they need to be in to sleep safely. And when they're in the car seat and they're not lying on their backs. That can cause their heads to fall forward and they can asphyxiate.
So the biggest, most important way of preventing SIDS that we know of so far today, based on research, is safe sleep. But are there other issues that parents should think about in terms of trying to protect their baby's safety from SIDS?
Oh, yeah. Well, research definitely shows that not using drugs, smoking cigarettes, or drinking alcohol prior to pregnancy reduces the risk, as well as once the baby's born, not having anybody in the home smoke or smoke in the baby's immediate area. The use of a pacifier instead of a bottle at naps and bedtime, of course, without any strings or those fancy little clips that you can put on them or cords or anything like that. And as well as breastfeeding and keeping the shots up to date are a way to reduce SIDS, as well as, again, sharing that information with the care providers to make sure that they are doing the same.
We know that getting babies to sleep is often a source of frustration and anxiety for young parents. So we have just about a minute left. What would be some final tips you'd like to leave with parents and other caregivers who are listening today about dealing with the stress of infant sleep?
Well, first of all, you have to be strong because it's really a battle of wills, and babies have a lot of strong wills. So with that, you also have to learn to help them to cope, as well as find coping mechanisms for yourself. If you can't handle it, ask for help. There's never any problem with asking for help because there are lots of people out there that are there for you. You know, parents, grandparents say, hey, I need a few minutes break, or I need to go out and have lunch or take a shower, and that's fine too. Make sure you have the sleeping area close by so that if the baby cries during the night, you don't have to get up and go to a different sleeping area, because we know that parents aren't getting very much sleep, especially in the first few months of life. If the baby's crying and it doesn't cease, then you want to make sure that you talk to a pediatrician. So if I can say three things, breast is best. So always breastfeeding will decrease the likelihood of a child succumbing to SIDS. Back to sleep and tummy to play, okay? Because they do need that tummy time in order to develop those head and neck muscles to be able to crawl and do those things that they're going to need to do once they grow a little older.
Great tips to leave with our listeners. Thank you, Linda. Safe sleep is a critical part of nurturing an infant. The most important tip is really simple. Always put baby on his or her back in a firm, empty crib or bassinet. Caring for a newborn is challenging, and there are lots of questions in those first few months. Following the tips we discussed today is a great way to start out on a safe, successful path. And if you have questions, reach out and ask. Contact local parenting resources like your healthcare provider or local parenting group to get connected with the answers and the support that you need to keep your baby safe. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quinones at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Linda Watkins, the Safe Kids Fairfax County Coalition Coordinator, for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about safe sleep for infants, as well as other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.